Now then, we're going to hear about a fundraiser for Pieta House, and it's Tania O'Donovan in Rathnew. You're very welcome, Tania. Thanks for coming in to us.
Thanks for having me.
Good to see you today. So, you're from Rathnew, are you?
Yes, I am, yeah. I'm from Rathnew and grew up there and currently just living in Dublin, but Rathnew is very much home.
Home, and you love come home.
Yeah,
from visiting and all that. Anyway, this Saturday at St. Bridges Hall in Rathnew, you're doing a particular type of fundraiser. What is it?
Yes, so I'm holding a makeup masterclass fundraiser in aid of Pieta House. So the original idea came to me when I was actually coincidentally in the graveyard about 10 days ago, I'd say. So I've organised it all in a very short amount of time. So there's a group of 40 of us heading to Kilkenny in September to do a skydive for a charity. So 40 of us were given the opportunity to do it in aid of Heart Children Ireland. And I said, to be honest, I'd kind of like to do it for a charity of my own choice. So Pieta House holds a very special place in my own heart and in my family's heart because we lost my dad to suicide in 2008. So with me separating from the group and being responsible for earning money for the charity, I said, right, I need to do a fundraiser, put the head down and think of what I can do to rake in the money for Pieta House. So I was coincidentally in the graveyard visiting my dad's grave, and on the walk home I was passing St. Bridget's Hall and it just kind of came to me. I was like, why not hold a makeup masterclass and charge tickets and get some raffle prizes in and donate all the money that's raised directly to Pieta House. So it's this Saturday. There are tickets still available. The tickets are €20 and there's going to be a raffle on the day and a spot prize for a best dressed lady and stuff like that. The prizes are amazing because I've contacted, I'd say, about 40 local businesses and a lot of them have come back to me and very generously donated amazing prizes. Like the generosity.
Fantastic.
Yeah, the generosity is blown me away.
So what is a makeup masterclass?
So basically I'm a
qualified. Could I go like?
You could. I don't know if you'd be learning too much now, but I could use you as a model if you want. So I'm a qualified makeup artist of almost 7 years and I had my own business in Wicklow Town for a couple of years. So I would be kind of well known in the makeup industry down there and I would still have a lot of people kind of asking me, can I do their makeup or can they book in with me? So I said, you know what, just let's bring everyone together and I'll kind of sit down and teach them. So I'm going to do two looks on the day, a daytime makeup and then a nighttime makeup. And there's going to be a speaker from Pieta House also coming down to the event to kind of talk about like mental illness and suicide and where the money that we're raising is actually going to and what it's going to help go towards. And we're also going to have my little sister Freya and her friend Olivia. They were finalists in Ireland's Got Talent last year. They were on the show with you.
Yes, they were.
Yes.
The dancers.
Yes.
Yeah, there's a relationship with Tala or something like that,
Yes, they were in the Exquisite Dance School, but they're down in another school now. But they're going to perform some dance moves for us in a little interval. And yeah, then we're going to have the raffle, which is probably going to go on for ages because the prizes
You've got so many.
Yes, yeah, people have really heavily donated. And then the spot prize for the best dressed lady is kindly donated by Ghost Boutique in Rathnew. So they've donated a big hamper and a voucher. So whoever is coming, make sure that you put your glad rags on and get yourself dressed up.
Right. And when you do makeup, you say daytime and nighttime, is this for special occasions like a wedding or a party or something like that?
Yeah. So for instance, the daytime makeup would be kind of more, say, towards bridal. It could carry you through like your work day, kind of anywhere towards like a natural bridal look. And then the nighttime makeup is going to be, I'm going to adapt it so it's a little bit heavier, so it could carry you through to like your Debs or your Saturday night out makeup and add some lashes and just make it a bit more glam.
So rather than somebody doing it themselves and being flustered about, excited about going out, and they have somebody nice and calm, like yourself, Tanya, coming in and doing the biz, and they know that's looked after.
Yeah.
So what made you get involved in that?
In the makeup industry, it was just something that I was always interested in throughout school, and that's what I went on to do after school. I went straight in after my Leaving Cert, done my course, got my iTech qualification. Then I worked with a makeup brand for about 3 years, and then after that, I was so kind of busy back in Wicklow and Rathnew and stuff that I had the demand there to open myself. So that's what I've done. I've since stepped away from it a little bit, so that's why I feel like there's a lot of hype around the masterclass, because it's kind of like a little bit of a comeback to to me coming back and doing a bit of makeup
for
people.
Well, I hope it's well supported. It's a very good cause, Pieta House.
Yeah.
And you were saying you lost your dad.
Yes. So I lost my dad when I was 14 to suicide. So that was back in 2008. And at the time, I don't really think there was, well, there probably was, but I wasn't aware of them, that there wasn't many charities or kind of fundraisers and stuff happening. And especially now, I feel like the suicide rate in our area is quite high, and it's sad to see so many families and parents and stuff affected by suicide, and the people that are also affected by mental illness and stuff. Like, it's great for them to have somewhere like Pieta House to turn to. So I decided that I'll just raise as much money as I can and raise the awareness.
It's wonderful to do important. That. Gosh, it must have been devastating. 14.
Yeah, it did. It definitely shaped,
for your whole family.
Yeah, for all of us, of course. Definitely shaped me as a person. And yeah, it's something that we obviously have carried with us, and we'll never forget about him, of course. But it's just something that you have to go through. And if I can raise awareness and funds and stuff to kind of prevent.
Was there any hint or anything?
Not particularly, but as I said, I was young enough, so I was probably a little bit unaware of kind of circumstances and stuff like that. But yeah, it was obviously a massive blow. It's a massive shock. And
It's not like somebody passing away because they're ill or something like that.
Yeah, I remember, say for instance, that day he was meant to collect me from school, and I was left standing, and I was like, what the heck? And then later on that evening, then the news came that he had actually passed away, and I was like, oh, well, that explains why I was stood in the rain for the day. But yeah, I feel like I'm doing this kind of, I feel like I have the strength and the courage to have to do this. I feel like he's kind of pushing me in a way, if that makes sense. And I know it sounds a little bit hippy dippy, but when I got the idea, I was in the graveyard, and I feel like that was kind of a little bit of a
message.
And I kind of am a bit of a spiritual person, and just believe that, like, he's with me and would be so proud of me and everyone else that's getting involved in this. Also, myself and my family would participate in Darkness Into Light every year. And my uncle Pat Brennan, I don't know if anyone's heard of him, he writes amazing poetry. He had recently written a poem about Darkness Into Light and about Pieta House, and I collaborated with him and with East Coast Video Productions, and we made a very nice video, and Pieta House have since got it, and they're going to share it and stuff as well. So
they do amazing work.
They really do.
For intercepting people as such.
Yeah.
You know, who have a darkness.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And show them the light.
And it's becoming, like, I feel like the stigma is becoming a lot less of, like, an issue. I feel like people are starting to speak more, and that's amazing. So aside from raising money, we need to definitely just raise awareness and have people talking. And
what's
like,
the memories?
It's okay not to be okay.
What's the memories you have of your dad?
I definitely look back with such fond memories. Like, I don't really look back at, like, my time spent with him, my 14 years with him, like, negatively or anything. I obviously wish I was able to spend longer with him, but he was definitely such a funny character, and it's gas now because I would be quite a funny character myself, and people are like, you're so like your dad, and I'm like, thanks.
Do you think he was hiding something, you know, by being funny and jolly?
Yes, I definitely feel like, I feel a lot of people with mental illness kind of put up a persona, like the mask that they get up and wear in the morning and stuff like that, and they pretend that they're okay. So I feel like, yeah, he might have clutched onto his big personality to kind of, like, let people know he was okay and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But even I struggled with my own mental health for a short time. Luckily, I've come out the other side of it with the help of everyone, thank God. But at the time, I was still portraying myself as this, like, big bubbly character. Like, I'm fine. I prefer to make other people laugh, even though I might be, like, internally dying. I prefer to kind of let other people, like, I prefer to keep a smile on their face. But that's not what it's about. It's about making yourself okay. And I've since realised that now. Like,
you've overcome that.
Yeah.
Were you angry at all with them?
There was a period that I definitely was, but I feel like that's one of the steps in the grieving process of losing someone to suicide, or losing someone any kind of in any way. When you are grieving someone, there definitely is a stage of anger. There's many different stages, and still sometimes the anger would pop up, but sure, I mean, you just have to, if you were to sit and dwell on it, you'd never get out of the bed yourself, so you just have to get up and live in memory of him and kind of do things like jumping out of an airplane, for example. He never jumped out of an airplane, so I'm going to do it for him.
And you'd be very proud of your efforts.
Yeah, I feel like he would. Yeah, so Yeah, I'm
going to
do it.
Okay, so give us the time and the date. We've said the venue, but say them all again anyway, so that we're not in any doubt.
The Makeup Masterclass is taking place in St. Bridget's Hall in Rathnew this Saturday the 24th. The doors are open at 2:30. The event is running from 3 to 6. We're going to have, obviously, the makeup demo, the raffle prizes. Then we're also going to be selling some clothes and accessories with all money going to charity. Some are new, some are pre-loved, but they're in really good condition. So bring your cash on the day. And also then the entertainment is being provided by the two girls, the dancers. We're having the speaker from Pieta House coming along as well. We're having the Best Dressed Lady Prize. And all the funds that are raised on that day, especially, are going to Pieta House. But then I'm also going to have like some donation buckets and a fundraising card for the skydive that I'm participating in September, on the 7th of September. So yeah, I hope, my aim is to raise between 1,200 and 1,500 euro for a Pieta House. So stay tuned.
Okay, well done. Tanya O'Donovan, known as Tanya Rachel. What's that about?
That would have been the name that I kind of went by when I was in the makeup industry. Yeah.
Right, okay. Yeah. But you're Tanya O'Donovan, and fair play to you and well done. As I say, your dad definitely be proud of.
Proud as punch, yeah. Thank you so much.
And lovely personality too, to go with it. Don't mind me saying so.
Thank you. And also, do you mind if I just give a shout out to all the people in Escape Studios that we're doing the skydive with? I told them that I'd give them a little mention this morning. So it's Escape Personal Training Studios based in Leixlip.
Lovely. Tanya O'Donovan, originally from Rathnew. Thanks very much indeed.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.